With you out of the sixth chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews, the sixth chapter. After such a powerful revival, let's see what we got left with. The Bible reads this morning in the sixth chapter of Hebrews, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and a resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have taste of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have taste the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Supporting scripture from the 34th Psalms. You've already heard in your hearing, and I'll just read verse 8 again. Verse 8 says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have taste of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have taste the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come. On the basis of those verses, if we are to use a thought or a theme this morning, we like to speak from the thought, once you get a taste, you always want some more. Once you get a taste, you will always want some more. And I believe God sent us an answer to our prayers and our supplications because somebody prayed for the revival. Somebody was praying for themselves, realizing that they wasn't quite where they would like to be. Many of us, we realize that we are striving to make heaven our home, but on this journey, we never, ever do everything just right. There are times that we find ourselves falling short. There are times when we don't have a clear understanding as to what God would really have us to do. So that's why we ask the Lord to let us not lean to our own understanding, but to lean to his understanding. And then he will lead and direct our paths. I'm thankful this morning to have been a witness and a hearer of the word of God. And I pray that not only was I a hearer, but I pray that I can be more of a doer of God's word. It's one thing to hear it, but it's another thing to just sort of let it come in and let it go back out. We have to try to hold on to some of it so that we can apply it to our everyday lives. And if we learn to apply the word of God to our lives, he will help us as we continue this journey. As we grow in spiritual maturity, that we will reach out or down or whatever the case may be to help somebody else along the way. It's a thing that once we find the Lord, we ought to be able to help somebody see God. I don't believe that we need to run folk down. I don't believe that we need to try to tell people how to live. But if you would just let some of the Jesus in you come on the outside, it doesn't necessarily have to come from your lip service. It can just come from the way you act, the way that you treat other folk. If you want folk to treat you right, you got to learn how to treat people right. You got to know that it's not about you. It's not about your situation or your condition. It's about the Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I do know that there may be still some things that have not been worked out. There may be some yokes that still need to be broken. There may be some folk in here that didn't get their deliverance. Somebody might be still caught up in the mess. But I come to tell you this morning that God is still God. He's the same God, and he's a God that's never changing. You can depend on God to be who he is. Not only will he be who he is today, but whoever he was to you yesterday, he's still that same God. If you believe in the God of your mothers and your grandfathers and those ancestors that lived long before us, we are serving the same God. We cannot get away from trusting the power of a mighty God. We got to understand this morning that we should be giving God our undying trust and unwavering faith. We got to trust God with all that we have. We got to know that even when things seem to look dim, when it seems like we don't know how we're going to come out, we got to know that we will come out all right. We got to know that those who love the Lord and those who wait on God, God renews your strength. God will let great things happen to you when you trust in him. And even though there are times when you just want to throw your hands up in despair, anybody ever get there where you're just tired, you're tired of worrying, you're tired of praying. Sometimes you get tired of praying. You've been praying about a situation for a while now and the answer still haven't come. So you're still talking to God. You're still waiting on God. And every now and then you begin to ask the question, God, Lord, where are you? You said if I call you that you'd be there. You said that you'd never leave me, neither would you forsake me. You said all I have to do is ask anything in your name and it shall be done. And we have to understand that it's more than just asking with the lips. We got to ask with our soul and we got to ask in faith, knowing that even though we can't see the results, that whatever it is we've asked for is going to come to pass. When we think about how good God has been to us and how all week long he showed us favor. We were shown favor all week. We had plenty of saints of God. We had plenty of the power of God's spirit every night. Every night God showed himself. Every night God showed us that I can be a better God today than I was yesterday. Every night God let us know that I am the Lord thy God that changes not, and I'm going to be here when you get here. I believe God was waiting on us to get here to see what we were going to say one day after another. And how many of you are glad to be in the house of the Lord, not only those Monday through Thursday, but I'm glad to be here this day. We got to be thankful. We got to be thankful that when we are in God's favor, we got to know that God will do just what he needs to do in our lives. We got to understand that this morning when we come to the house of God, if we held on to any of the food that we ate this week, it's almost like coming to the table already full. If you ever stop somewhere because you just had a hunger and you just say, well, I'm going to go and get me a little something. And when you stop, you got more than a little something. You got enough to fill yourself all the way up. You get home and there's a dinner prepared for you and you got to sit there at that table, knowing that you're already full and wondering, how am I going to get any more down without hurting anybody's feelings? Anybody ever been there, been already full and still had to eat again? Well, that's what I'm hoping, that we are dealing with folk this morning that are already full. Hallelujah. You shouldn't need much this morning. If you didn't hold on to anything from last week, I'm sorry for you. Because the word is not to come in and to go right back out. You got to hold on to the word and you got to let it tarry inside you every now and then and sort of let it meditate on it and think about it and let it minister to you. It's not over at the benediction. I wonder how many of you went home night after night and thought about what the man of God said, thought about certain things that really hit home, thought about those things that made you realize, oh, he talking to me tonight. He hitting me tonight. Anybody ever felt like that preacher knew all about your life? How the preacher seemed like he got all in your business, know what was going on in your life, and you know he didn't know anything about it? That's how the spirit and the power of God works. If you were listening carefully as he ministered to me on Thursday night, he began to talk about some things that I didn't tell him. But he confirmed some things that we talked about right here in Fowl's Chapel. And if you were listening and you followed the Spirit of God, you ought to be on fire for God this morning. Knowing that God sent confirmation that God is with us and we are going to higher heights. You got to listen to what the man of God is saying. You got to apply it to your life and know exactly where they're coming from. Now, I wonder how many of you got some words stored up in you this morning. Hallelujah. After coming through a revival like that, if you don't have nothing, I'm sorry for you this morning. You gotta excuse me. I still got some revival in me. I'm in revival mode. I'm in that mode where I want to go up. I'm in that mode where I want to feel like I'm in church. Anybody want to feel like they're in church? Yeah, I had an opportunity for my cup to run up and around the rim, but every now and then, Elizabeth, I wanted to overflow. See, sometimes you got to get enough for it to overflow, and when it began to overflow, it'll help that neighbor that's sitting beside you. It'll help that one that don't know nothing about the Spirit and the power of God to know that it will run from breast to breast. Anybody ever felt the presence of God and see it moving on that side of the church? And all of a sudden, before you know it, you might even been ready to laugh at somebody. Before you know it, the Spirit of God grabbed hold of you. God has that kind of power this morning. That he can grab hold of you even when you don't want to be bothered. Even when you said in your mind when you got here, I'm tired, I'm not going to do anything tonight. But when the Lord gets ready. When the Lord gets ready, you just got to do what God said do. You just can't help yourself. I thank God when I'm in those situations where I just can't help myself. Every now and then when I get the can't help, but I say, Lord, keep on feeding me. Feed me till I want no more. Father God, feed me because I need a little bit more of your word. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. But now if you let it in and let it back out, you hadn't hid nothing. You got to have some word living in this world that we live in. When you're going through hell, trials, and tribulation, if you don't have no word in you, every strong wind that come by gonna blow you down. Everybody that come by and say, he say, she say, gonna mess you all up. But how many of you know what God says is the main thing? I don't care what he said or what she said. All I care about is what God said. You gotta learn how to stand despite what you're going through. When you've been through revival like that, the devil is out to rob you of what you got. So you can't come out without your protection on. You got to put on your whole armor. You got to have on your breastplate this morning because somebody got some dart that they're going to throw your way. You got to have that helmet on this evening. I thank God that I know that God is right there by my side. You got to know that God will walk along with you every step of the way. Anybody know that what God has for you is for you? Anybody know that even because your enemy may not want you to have it, they can't keep you from getting it? Everybody say they love God, don't love you. Everybody say they got your favor. Everybody say they got your back, don't have your back. Everybody say I wish you well, they want you to help. Don't begin to believe everything somebody else say. You believe in what God is saying to you. Hallelujah. I've seen a whole lot of smiles that if you look between that smile, you feel a frown in there somewhere. I've seen a whole lot of smiles and a whole lot of waves that you better not turn your back. Anybody ever spent face to face with somebody and want to tell them exactly what you got on your mind? But you're very careful about turning your back because you know we got some backstabbers in the house. We still stand in need of reviving. Everybody didn't get revived. Everybody didn't want nothing last week. Some of them just came in to be in the number to see who was here. See how the choir was going to sing, who was going to shout, and who was going to testify. Somebody came to signify. But I want to know who were those that came to praise the Lord our God. Who were those that came to let go and let God have his way. How many of you know that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper? Because you belong to a God that is able to do anything that you need to have done. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. David put it like this. So taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Now, if we want to be assured of blessings from God, then we got to put God to the test. We got to say, God, if you said you're going to do it, I want to see you do it. We got to talk to God just like he owes us something sometime. God, you said you'd be my leader. You said you'd be my guide. God, you said if I get sick in my body that you healeth all of thine disease. God, you said that when your son Jesus went to Calvary and by his stripes, I am healed. You don't believe it? Read it. And after you read it, you got to let it down on the inside. Those of you that got some situations going on in your body and the doctor diagnosed you with this and diagnosed you with that. But you got to trust the power of Dr. Jesus. Dr. Jesus said, I will heal all of thine disease. Dr. Jesus said, I'll be there in the midnight hour. Dr. Jesus said, if your blood pressure go up and you don't have medication, that I got the power to bring it on down. All you got to do is call on my holy name. If you call on the name of the Lord, God will make a way out of no way. You see, you got to learn that when you get a taste of God, it doesn't matter whether you got your taste many, many years ago, or whether you got your taste a couple of months ago, or maybe you just one of those just got a taste this week. But I come to tell you that once you get a taste, you're going to want some more of what you got. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Let me help you then. Taste means that sense with the tongue. Taste is experiencing, having a specific flavor. You know how it is. You know, I'm one of those people that love food. So when you start talking about taste, I start thinking about food. When you start talking about taste, I start thinking about my nose. Can I smell that pork chop prime? And if I can smell and follow the scent of my nose and I find that pork chop, I want you to know that I'm not ashamed. I want a piece of chop. Anybody ever felt like that if I could just get a taste of it? You know how it is sometimes when you done ate a good meal, but you got that sweet tooth and you want a little something. You don't want a big hunk of cake, but you just need a taste of it. If I can just get a taste in my mouth, I know that everything's going to be all right. And how many of you know that there's some thing that tastes so good to you that you would drive miles to get it because you're looking for that particular taste? There's some folk that fix potato salad like this and potato salad like that, but there's somebody that fix it just like I like. Anybody ever had it just like you like it? And once you get a taste of it the way you like it, don't you want some more? Come on, come on, come on. Now. We eat too much around here to be that weak. When you know that there's something that you like, you know you're going to jump in line and get your share. Many of us love a buffet line. We don't like that short order. I got any witnesses in here? Anybody like the buffet? I don't particularly like the buffet, but I do my tasting at the buffet. At the buffet, I can taste some stuff that I'm not going to pay for that I might not eat. But I can go and I can taste a little bit of it. If I don't like it, push that off to the side. Bring me another piece of that over there. And once I taste that, if I don't like it, push that off to the side. I got any help in here? Anybody in here ever had something that you felt like just didn't taste right? Oh, you can get the news from a little baby. Baby, you put it in the mouth and the baby don't like it. What's that? Baby can't even feed itself. Can't even get up and go get nothing else. But if it don't taste right, we got some folk in here. Don't nothing taste good to you. I don't care who prepared it. Taste can carry you through some changes. How many of you ever had a taste for something? You go over here and you get a little piece of this. You go over there, you buy a little piece of that. Next thing you know, I still want something. You ever get to where you just not satisfied because you're looking to satisfy a particular taste? Come on, somebody better help me. I got to preach somewhere else this evening. I can't stay with y'all all day. I need to know that you got something to mind about what taste is. You got a particular taste. Cat, you make some good tea. But you know what? Every now and then, I don't care how much tea and lemonade and Pepsi and Sprite you got. You need a little taste of water. You can drink all the soda you want to. But until you get that taste of water in your mouth, that's when you get satisfied. Anytime you get satisfied, don't you know it bring a smile to your face? Now I got you. You know what I'm talking about. We're talking about taste this morning. But I'm not really talking about the taste of food. What I'm talking about is taste of something that's going to help you along the way. I'm talking about tasting the Word of God. I'm talking about tasting that word that we need to hide in our hearts. I'm talking about once you get a taste of the word of God, you're always going to want a little bit more. I'm talking about those folk that realize that I got a little bit of Jesus down in me, but I can't make it on just a little bit. I need a little bit more. I need a little more power so I can let the Lord know whose side I'm on. I'm tired of drinking milk. I need a little meat. Anybody want to be a meat Christian this morning? You know, we got some folk that's still on milk, been on milk for a long time. Pastor been burping you, and you still hadn't gotten up. There's some folk that's still nothing but a baby, need to be wrapped up and changed every now and then. But I come to tell you, it's not changing time this morning. It's time you to get a taste for the word of God. If you got a taste of God's word, then you ought to have a mind to do better. If you got a taste of God's word, you ought not be sitting up in here quiet this morning. You ought to came in here hot and on fire for the Lord. When you were here last week and you were lifting up the name of Jesus, it wasn't the man of God, it was the power of God that was in you. If you got anything, it ought to come on the outside. Everything on the inside got to come out sometime. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Are you tired of being on milk? Do you want to mature and get a little bit stronger? Then you got to go in the word of God. The Bible says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works or faith toward God. We got to understand that it's more than just knowing about him. We got to really be believers. Doctrine of baptism and laying on of the hands and resurrection of the dead and even eternal judgment. This we do if God will permit us. But I find that the word of God tells us this morning that it is impossible once we have been enlightened. Once you've got a taste of the word, once you've got a taste of God's power, it'll make you move down on the inside. Once you get a taste of that heavenly gift, the Bible says you will be partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. You ought to hear what Paul is saying here. Paul is saying, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Now, if you fall away, if you fall short now, after tasting the power of God, there's something wrong down on the inside. You got to understand that Paul questions here whether you are a true believer or not. If you are a true believer, then you will trust the power of God. If you are a true believer, then you will be willing to let go and let God have his way. I stop by to tell somebody, once you get a taste of God, everything is going to be all right. I stop by to tell somebody that David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall boast of the Lord, and the humble shall hear them. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. In other words, David said, I was looking for God, and God delivered me from all of my fears. I looked at him and I was lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried and said, the Lord saved me out of all of my trouble. And I said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man that trusts in the power of God. You better be careful this morning when you say that you love God. We've been in revival all week long, and the Lord lifted some of us up. The Lord delivered some of us out of bondage. The Lord touched some of our feeble bodies, made a way out of no way. Ever since last Sunday morning, God been dealing with our soul. And I stop by to tell somebody that once you get a taste of God, you gonna always want a little bit more. If I was to go back to last Sunday morning, I told you to be careful how you treat your stranger. For it might be an angel unaware. Did not the man of God throughout this week of revival talk about them angels? I thank God for confirmation this morning. Because when the Lord gets ready, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. If don't nobody want to move beside you, you better move on anyhow. We're going to find that there are going to be some folk in the house that don't want to live for God. don't want to feel good down on the inside. But I thank God that the man of God said, don't hate, participate. Don't be a hater this morning, but trust the power of God. Participate in the service that is to come. Know that the Lord God is by your side every now and then. You can't work out your own journey. You better be still and let God be God. Because God will make a way out of no way. And if you be still and let God be God, and you find that there's something wrong with you, the man says, stick your tongue out. For there might be some situations you might need to be cleaned out. You might need to have some things done. You need to hush up your mouth, because that little thing in your mouth gonna get you in more trouble than you're able to get yourself out of. That thing in your mouth is what causes church hurt. Because when you run your mouth too much, you will hurt your loved one. You will make them forget about that they are a child of God. They'll want to lay down their religion. But I come to tell somebody that once you get a taste, you're going to always want some more. And when the Lord God started to bless you, when the Lord God picked you up and turned you around and make everything right in your life and make you forget about your yesterday, the Bible said, don't look back, because there's something behind you that might destroy you. But keep on pressing for the mark of the high calling in God. Once you get a taste, you always gonna want some more. Once you get a taste, you got to have some more. I thank God that all I need is the old commercial that said, a little damp or do ya? That's all I need. It's just a little damp. Just a taste will open up my mind. Just a taste will cover my heart. All you need this morning is a taste. And once you get a taste, you're going to always want some more. That's why the revival is not over. Because if you got a good taste, then you're going to want some more. I want some more of that power. I want to feel some more of that spirit. I want to know that I'm not all by myself, but I'm trusting a mighty God, a God that I know will do what he said that he'll do. We got to understand, as Paul wrote to the Hebrews, that it's more than just being lip service believers. But we got to grow in spirituality. We need to grow. Why come to church week after week, year after year, and not grow? Because when we grow, it doesn't make us better than anybody that is not as strong, but it helps us be a help. The strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. So we have to trust God this morning.